That was a big help, that, too, wasn't it?
Oh, boy.
Is that when you got a car?
Yeah. I had one then, and I could make it all right.
How fast did they go?
They didn't go too fast. They didn't go as fast as they would now. They'd run about, I guess, 30 miles, 30, 40 is about the limit. They had, most of them had some governors on the engine. Mm-hmm. They could run so fast, they wouldn't go faster.
How, did they have a switch like now?
Yeah.
You didn't have to turn that thing?
No, they had a switch like that.
Did you have regular keys?
Yeah.
Just stuck it in there?
Just like you do now. And they looked awful to what they do now. They was had a big old brass radiators on them, and the hood was just as flat back there as it could be, just went straight down inside this big old square box that's out front. Yeah. And it didn't have no batteries.
How'd it run?
Had a magneter. You had to crank it with your hands.
You did?
Had a crank in the front there. You get out there and crank it.
What, just a panel thing?
Yeah, just an old crank, just like it stayed on the T model that is made on them. You didn't have to take it out, but the other cars, they put a battery in them when they got to making the bigger cars. They put a battery to crank them. And some of them, when you got them cranked, you switch off onto the magneter and save your battery.
Oh.
But then finally, then they got to making them always run off the battery.
Wasn't it hard to turn that crank?
Sometimes it was, if it's cool. The cool weather is hard to remember. Sometimes it doesn't matter to me, but one was coming. So I just pull up on it a few times and hit it. Yeah.
Did they have back seats in them, or was it just two?
Some of them had back seats. Some of them just had, just like a buggy, just one seat.
What about the tires? How would they look like?
There was, some of them had solid tires, trucks.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, trucks did, and the cars, oh, they didn't have, they don't have tire tires, all of them.
What about, was it all closed in?
Yeah, but it wasn't this kind of stuff like that now. It was just imitation leather.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the top is covered with, no.
It didn't have metal?
No, and the side curtains, you put them up yourself. I had a little, just put them on there, just stick them on and turn that little button, you know. Like you had to push it on there and just turn it, and it had a hole and hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like your pocketbook car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like that there. Now you just push that in there. Put them curtains up and you just put it comfortable.
Did it have heaters?
No heaters.
But you froze to death, didn't you?
Yeah, it did. Yes, sir, it did. Your feet would get awful cold. Yeah.
Could you go very far?
Hmm?
Could you go very far?
No, I didn't. None of them didn't go too far. But I didn't go, I just go to church and sing and places like that.
What kind was yours, a Chevrolet or?
Yeah, I had all kinds.
Oh, you did?
I just bought them as a car.
How long did they last?
Oh, they'd last a long time, but I'd swap them off and get me another. first thing I bought, it was a big one. It was a big car.
Uh-huh.
It was a Bell. They called it. It had a big bold picture of a Bell on there. That was the name of the car. It was a Bell.
I never heard of those.
That's all the ones there was in this country. Yeah. And it sure was a good one, boy. It was really good. It did ride good. It was heavy and big.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice one. And I bought it. I drove it a few years and swapped it off for a mule.
For a mule? A car for a mule?
Yeah. And then
what'd you do that for?
I got to where it wouldn't need some work done on it. I didn't want to have it done. I just swapped off. Then I sold the old mule. Then I bought me a T-model.
Did you buy all these brand new?
No. No, they're all second-handed. And I wore that old T-model out.